Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
All right, Michael Carroll's with us now. Don't know who Michael Carroll is. Here's Tony. But, so Michael, one of my beefs since this show has started is that Cutler, but Cutler's our big voice guy, as you know, but the listeners might not. Cutler's the big voice guy. Mike, you have to turn on the microphone.
That's true.
You of all people would know that.
You would think.
But, so the rejoin.
Yeah.
We use three times.
Yeah.
The rejoin.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock says Jeremy and Joe starts now.
Uh-huh.
That's inaccurate.
Uh-huh.
At 4 o'clock, the show's been going on for an hour.
Uh-huh.
At 5 o'clock, the show's been going on for 2 hours.
Okay.
I would like to change that. And yesterday I brought it up to these guys, like, who wrote the script?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's make some noise to get this thing fixed, right? So I said, who wrote the script for Cutler to read? These jabronis said it was you.
Right.
So I guess the first question is, was that you that provided the script to Cutler that, hey, it starts now 3 times a day?
Okay.
Yes.
And this year makes it 17 years
yes.
that I've been with ESPN 97.5.
Okay.
This is the dumbest bit I think
bit.
I have ever heard.
No,
I'm
it's
pretty
very
sure
annoying.
It's a bit. Yes, I did write the script for Cutler.
Okay. Why does it say it starts now 3 times a day?
It doesn't. Okay.
The hour starts now.
The hour.
It says Jeremy and Joe starts now. Brian, do you have it handy? That way Michael can hear it. Mike was a little late getting in here.
He just
so he didn't hear it.
I heard it. I know what the thing.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
What did that just say? It said Jeremy and Joe starts now.
In what world did y'all have to play it 3 times?
Oh, so it's Brian's fault.
Oh, okay. I like this. Plot twist.
No.
Plot twist.
No, Michael's absolutely correct.
He's driving the bus.
Michael never... I was actually about to jump into Michael's defense. Michael did write the script that intro was made with, but he at no point said, use this all 3 hours. Yeah. I just like an intro to reset the each hour, and so I used
Michael.
It, and then... Once Jeremy does what Jeremy does, I was
Brian
never going to back
bus
away.
Yesterday.
Also,
Brian threw you under the bus yesterday.
No,
not true
no
at all.
Jeremy, no, we're bringing it back to you. Jeremy,
that's fine.
What's my email?
I'd rather do it on the air. I like confrontation.
How long? Wait a minute.
I don't want to email privacy.
How long has the show been on?
Since September.
Yeah, but it's my New Year's resolution to make some more noise. And I haven't been here in studio very often.
You hear it every day.
I know. I have comment on it every day. Thanks for listening to the show.
He's busy.
No. I hear it. And I'm just like, this is the stupidest thing. Just
I don't think it's stupid.
Email it. Or, like, I produced years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't always use the intro for the second hour, third hour.
I'm glad you said that.
I think he's blaming Brian.
No. Well, I think Brian was blaming Carol.
I had no point ever blamed Michael. You asked me a point blank question, who wrote it, and I said Michael wrote it.
But never once yesterday did you say, well, I didn't have to play it 3 times a day.
I don't think there's anybody to blame. I think it's just an opportunity to be like, you know what? We could change.
Right. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
Can we please change that? That
sure.
was my last question that I wanted
sure.
to ask. All right. Thank you, Michael.
You're
I
welcome.
It.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I thank you for all the hard work that you thank do. You. And I apologize on Brian's behalf for throwing you under the bus.
I never threw one under the bus.
713-780-ESPN. Back to sports. Back to football. But also, Michael, real quick before you leave, these jabronis were like, you're not going to tell them. You're not going to ask them about it. I said, okay, we'll see about that.
I guess it's our fault.
We'll
that
see
you're
about. I'll bring it up with Michael. And I did it on the air. That way we'd all have documented proof, not just from you two jabronis that changed the stories.
Well, what do you mean?
I didn't change anything.
He changed it.
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have lumped you together with Brian. That's my bad. I apologize.
Any story.
No, you used very conveniently. You didn't bring that up yesterday.
This is very funny because Jeremy is Mr. Michael. You moved the goalpost. You moved the goalpost, and this entire argument is
I haven't moved the goalpost once.
You asked me a direct question, who wrote it?
Right.
And I answered.
But then whenever I asked Michael about it today, Michael said, Brian doesn't have to play it three times a day, and then that's whenever you defended Michael. So yesterday you were very quick to mention Michael at fault. But you were not quick to mention yourself until today, whenever Michael was here. Jeremy. So if anybody cowered, if anybody moved the goalpost, it was Bronchitis McDonald.
You're moving the goalpost. Although you do sound better than the goalpost.
I don't think so.
I think I missed Brian's old vote.
Judge Joe.
Joe
Judge, can you please settle this debate?
What was the question?
Can you settle this debate? Who moved the goalpost here, Joe Judge?
Brian.
Yes.
Oh, that's
absolutely.
Lame.
That was loud.
Don't argue. Automatic ejection if you argue after video review.
We can't eject.
Michael. 713-780-ESPN. Where you at on McDaniel? Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Philip, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. Happy New Year, Philip.
Point was hit on earlier, but my point would be is if you're just trying to keep him from getting another job, so maybe you hire him. Why not treat it like a retainer and throw, say, a $10 million one-year contract as a consultant where he can come and go in the building as a show contract almost, but maybe he can work with Nick Cayley and get some more production out of that offense. And if you're worried about how that looks for Cayley, you can just extend Cayley out another year. There's no salary cap for these coaches. It's just money. It's not my money. So if you throw that money around, sometimes that fixes the problem. If it's enough, it's hard to say no. Plus, we don't know what he's like. Maybe the temptation of having a gap year before taking another plunge into the coaching grind for big money would appeal to him. I don't know. I mean, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. But if you give Cayley another year with him in the building, see how Cayley goes. If you still need to make a change, you only gave him a one-year deal, so you're not holding that over Cayley to say, here he is, he's the next guy. It's a one-year stopgap that he's coming in. And then you are first in line, I think, if you do need to make a change, because he's been here, he's been in the building, he's lived in the city, you know, he's familiar with the personnel. So that gives you maybe an advantage when he hits the market a year later over going somewhere else. So that was my thinking.
Philip, I think it's a great idea in theory.
Yeah.
I just don't think it ever could play out that way.
It's worth the call.
Yeah, it's worth the call.
I like where his mind is at. I think it is low percentage, but yes, we don't know what Mike McDaniel's like. Maybe the idea of a gap year intrigues him. Maybe he likes the nightlife in Houston. You know, it's worth the ask.
Listen, if that's sober. What you want to do, just fire Nick Cayley.
Okay, but there's sober bars now.
That's true.
There's sober bars. I forget what they call them. Dry bars? They call them dry bars?
Maybe.
What do they call sober bars? 713-780-37. I just realized as I was asking that and giving the number, I'm asking the wrong audience.
Definitely.
The junkies don't know anything about sober bars. what an insulting question by me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best case scenario here for the Texans might just be that Mike McDaniel takes a gap year.
Right.
Takes the year off and doesn't coach anywhere.
No, I mean, to Phillip's point, it's worth the call. I agree with you guys. It's very low percentage. Very low percentage. And plus, it's the whole stature of, like, calling plays. Like, you're going to want that if you want to call plays. Mm-hmm. And most coaches are going to want that, right?
100%.
So, yeah, I mean, it's worth the call. Like, do your due diligence. Kick your tires. Why wouldn't you? Like, you got to do that. I agree. But I would say it's a low percentage. 713-780-ESPN. Back out to the HRMP listener. Like, what are the best jobs that are out there? Best head coaching jobs? David, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. Happy New Year, David.
Hey, Happy New Year. I would easily say it's the Ravens, because they had a bad year, but it's been a great team for years. They've had some shortcomings. They still got two-time MVP. They have players, and it has to be the Ravens. Hell, they were 50 win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
I think it's easily Baltimore now. I don't think there's an argument for any other team.
Lamar just got his coach fired.
True. The only concern with Lamar is he's got 2 years left on his deal. And what is that process going to play out like? Because he doesn't have an agent again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that? But even then, like, you have Lamar for 2 years. And the last coach was there for 18 years.
Right.
So, like, they show patience.
All right. Maybe the question is, what's the second best job?
Yeah.
Because I agree with you. The Ravens job would be at the very top of my list. Although you have to live in Baltimore.
That would suck.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. What's the second best job that exists that's out there? Also, what are dry bars called? Somebody said Starbucks. Somebody said libraries. I don't think that's official. But anyway, 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN at 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. The Jabronis are talking about their video games.
Yep.
During the breaks.
We were.
Have you ever asked yourself what would be a better use of this time?
I use my time very wisely.
Have you ever asked that when watching Vanderpump Rules or whatever the nonsense
Great
you watch?
Counter,
yeah, I watch that with my wife. I don't have a lot of time to spend with my wife because I have multiple jobs.
Well, my wife,
enjoys that show, so I watch that show with her as a way to spend some quality time with the missus.
And my wife and I spend time together playing video games.
College football?
No, not that one.
Okay.
That one I do on my own time.
About, right?
I play with my wife.
Well, I do that one when she's at work. That's when I play it, or after she's gone to bed.
Gotcha. Yep. Same.
Could be reading.
I don't read.
Could be thought.
Oh, 10 minutes.
10 minutes a day.
What are you reading right now?
Today. I prefer not to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not reading?
It's personal. No, I'm reading. I'm reading multiple things.
How to get better at reading 101.
Yeah. Yeah.
Starting reading again for dummies.
English for Spanish speakers.
And I'm Mexico.
Yeah.
Speaking of, is that HRP yet or you decided?
I might. I'm going to sleep on it.
Okay.
I'm going to sleep. I might.
Este? Amor?
that wasn't that worse. My favorite one was the Q word.
Todo mi tortura.
Get Ed.
I hate that you pulled those.
He didn't say it like Get Ed either. And it's spelled very similar to another word in the English language.
Eago el momento de perder.
Perder. Oh, man. That is good.
Hasta donde estés? How many of these did you pull?
I think you pulled the whole song.
Four.
Dr. North, you can add Philly to the teams that might be looking for a new OC. Petullo has been awful. That's a great call. I'm sure there are people who are lining up to become the DC and Dallas. Psych! Hashtag go Texans. That will be an interesting hire, though. Another Ravens vote. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. It says Julian. Last time it said Julian on the board, though, was really Gary. So I'm hesitant to say bang, bang, Niner gang. But I'll just say Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Julian.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
I think the best job is the New York Football Giants.
Whoa.
You have a bookend tackle at this Thomas. You don't need to draft that. You have three pass rushers, who one could be a trade bait. You have Scatterboo, who's showing you how a white man runs the ball. And you have Jackson Dart, who, yeah, I know he doesn't know how to get out of his own way, but I think with the right guy, he'll be all right. What if Saleh goes with Mike McDaniels over there? I just think it's a very attractive job. It's the right market. And, you know, I think they can do some things. Y'all have a good one.
I think it's an interesting argument because they have pieces that you should really like. I think the biggest downfall there is their GM.
Interesting.
I think if you had a different GM, I'd be more open to it. Like, there are reports going back that Dable was the guy that was in on Dart, not Joe Shane. So if your GM's not even sold on your quarterback, like, what are you trying to sell in that job interview? Like, who are you going for?
You have a top pick and you can use it however you want.
I guess you could take Ty Simpson if you wanted to.
I mean, you can take a quarterback if you don't like Dart.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would do that for what it's worth.
I have questions about Dart. I'm not a now. A lot of people think the Giants have the second best job. Like CBS, they had their top coaching jobs in the NFL. They have the Ravens number one. NFL Network, they have NFL.com. They have the Ravens one. Mm-hmm. I think the conversation starts at two. CBS has the Falcons at two. NFL.com has the Giants at two.
So I think what ultimately comes down to is Dart versus Penix, right? And what your path of quarterback is going to be. Because you have the owner of the Atlanta Falcons today coming out and saying that he 100% believes Michael Penix is the guy.
I mean, Bijan Robinson's a pretty appealing.
It is, but like if Penix is a problem, then like what are you going to win without your if you don't believe in Michael Penix, like where are you at with your quarterback spot?
Yeah, you're probably looking at drafting one next year.
So I think it's like if you want to win immediately, like, you know, which one do you like more? Now, both give you that flexibility.
I mean, the Falcons tied for their division title this year.
Yeah, so like they're the closest.
They're hanging a banner.
Yeah, they better not. They're the closest to winning their division of all the teams outside of Baltimore.
Falcons.
The Falcons.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. The Giants gap between the Eagles is pretty loud, pretty wide. And then the Commanders were in the NFC Championship game last year. The Cowboys are, you know, decent.
I think, what about the Raiders? Like, if you're a believer in Dante Moore or Fernando Mendoza or Ty Simpson.
Right.
You have the first pick. You have Jeonte. You have Bowers. Now, you have Crosby on your roster who you either can keep or use to get draft capital this offseason. So I think if you're a believer in the college quarterbacks right now, I think the Raiders can be number two.
Yeah, if they hit on a rookie quarterback, and not even hit to the point of like Stroud his rookie year, Daniels his rookie year, but it's more like just solid. They're pretty strong.
If it's Bo Nix, like if you get Bo Nix level play and you're an offensive line, like I think you have something there. So I personally, like I go Raiders too.
Ahead of the Falcons?
Because I'm not a Michael Penix
believer. Yeah, but you're not. I mean, you don't know what the Raiders are going to have.
Well, I like Dante Moore and Mendoza.
Okay, all right.
So
you like the rookie quarterbacks?
Yeah, I like the rookie quarterbacks more than I like Penix and Dart.
Because the Raiders-Falcons defense probably similar. Raiders have the biggest name between, you know, if the two teams. But then the offensive weapons are kind of similar because the Falcons have Bijan, they have Drake London. Kyle Pitts is actually a free agent. And then the Raiders have Ashton Jeanty, Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
So, like, you have two very alluring pieces for a quarterback, but the Falcons are kind of pot committed with Penix, whereas the Raiders would get a rookie QB they like.
Yeah. I guess probably the next question for the Raiders is, how do you feel like Tom Brady's going to be at this job? Like, is he going to be good at it?
Right.
Because, like, he's the one calling all the shots in Vegas now.
I think if you're a head coach that wants that job, though, it's going to be like, is he going to meddle and, like, let me do my thing?
Yes.
That's probably what you're trying to diagnose.
And that's where you have to ask a lot of questions about what happened with Kelly, Chip Kelly, and Pete Carroll.
Sure.
Like, why that marriage was there and then how it fell apart so quick.
Yeah. So, the NFL's rankings, top coaches, or top jobs. Baltimore, the Giants, the Browns. Which I wouldn't like that job. Like, you're in quarterback purgatory there. Falcons 4, they have the Dolphins 5. That is not that appealing of a job to me. And then Arizona 6. Arizona, where are you at with Arizona, that job?
I'm low on Arizona and Miami.
These are before the Dolphins, by the way, they got.
I mean, Arizona, I like. No, that's there. There's a lot of pieces in Arizona you can like.
Titans 7, Raiders 8.
But the problem with, I guess I'm the opposite on the Raiders.
Who would you have last?
Who do I like last, Kyler Murray or Tua? I would say the Dolphins is last.
Yeah, they have a lot of bad contracts.
A lot of bad contracts. Achan's a free agent.
Like, he's free?
He's a free agent. I'm pretty sure.
He wasn't a first-round draft pick, so he doesn't have the fifth-year option. But I have to imagine they're not going to just let him out the door. Is this his third year or fourth year? I thought it was his third year.
Maybe it's next year he's a free agent.
Yeah, he might be a free agent after next season.
Because there's so many in this group that I might be getting that one wrong. But
no, I don't think he's a free agent. I think he's got one more year.
No, I think, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah, because it's Breece Hall's a free agent this year.
Yeah.
Travis Etienne's a free agent, not Achane. But like, I just, they have a lot of bad contracts. Like, do you believe in, like, what are you doing? You got this Tyreek Hill question mark around your franchise. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Miami's the worst one.
I think they're going to hire a new coach and clean house. I think Tua will be gone. I think Tyreek will be gone. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to have like a complete makeover. Yeah, those two are the worst jobs for me, the Dolphins and the Cardinals. I'd have the Titans hire because Cam Ward looks like he could be a guy at least. Now, you have some roster issues, but like, you know, you have cap flexibility. You have premium draft picks. So I'd actually like the Titans a little bit more than the Dolphins or the Arizona. The thing with the Titans, though, is like it's bad ownership. So
it is fair. I think it might be the worst ownership of all these
That's always an issue.
Like, and that's why it probably deserves to be closer to the bottom. Mm-hmm. If anything, if not, maybe the worst one, because Amy Adams is a disaster running this thing. Like, it's
disaster.
Like, look what's happening in New England in year one with Mike Vrabel.
She lives in Houston. She might be listening.
What's up?
Is Amy Adams in our demographic? 713-780-3776. Junkie, what is J-Bone reading? Wrong Answers Only, the unabridged version of The Count of Monte Cristo. It's like 1,100 pages long, so we'll still be reading it in 2029. I promise you it's not that. I don't know what that means, Texter. Nashville will be one of the better cities to live in. How much do you think that factors into head coaches getting a job?
I don't think it factors much.
I don't think so either. Like, I don't think it matters that much.
How much do coaches hang out in the off season? Like,
but how often are they in their own city?
Yeah, like you travel roughly every other week.
Yeah,
and like was John Harbaugh living in Baltimore
probably
in the off season? I don't think so.
He's
like,
probably traveling.
Yeah, like so you're out and about. You live in your main hub, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So like you're not there that much.
Joe said the Raiders will take a QB, but never listed Chambliss as an option.
He's not an option.
Oh, so? Yeah, he's not an option for number
one. He's trying to go back to college for a reason. I like Trinidad Chambliss a lot.
Yeah, I don't really think he's an NFL guy.
He's trying to go back to college for a reason.
A-Chan in a Texans uniform would make them Super Bowl favorites. That'd be awesome. They could trade for him. Junkie of the Day, Joe, for getting me excited that the Texans could go after A-Chan. They can. I mean, they could trade him.
Yeah, it's 1 year deal.
There was rumors he could have been traded at the deadline.
Yeah, he's owed $1.4 million next year, so you can trade for him.
He'd be somebody, but yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what the Dolphins do with him because he could be a trade commodity and then like an extension thing, or the Dolphins just be like, hey, we're going to build around him.
I struggle with the idea of building around a running back, so if I was going to tear it down, I'd trade him, right?
No, I don't think you have to do that. And like, I also don't think it takes that long to rebuild your team in the NFL. The Texans won 11 games in 3 years and have made the playoffs 3 straight years. Look where the Broncos were a couple of years ago. Look where the Patriots were a couple of years ago. You could build around A-Chan for the next 3 years and never give him an extension.
Yeah, you franchise tag him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to get a quarterback at some point. Like, right. You're probably not getting one at 11 this year, so you have to either trade up or you're waiting until next year. And because that's like, there's still a chance they just run out this Tua thing for a year.
They could, especially now that McDaniel's gone. Like, yeah. A new quarterback might be like, yeah, I can do it for a year.
Because, like, I wonder, like, what's – because, like, that's the – like, if you're a head coaching candidate, do you just have to, like, have two pitches prepared about like how you make it work with Tua and then how you make it work without Tua?
And like try to read the room?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Kubiak famously did in Houston, but he didn't do it with he did it with David Carr. He convinced ownership that he could win with David Carr.
And it's just you have to figure out what does ownership want.
Kubiak got the job when Vince Young was in the draft, Brian? I believe he did. I think that was the offseason that he got the job, was it not?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of people wanted to draft Vince Young, but Kubiak, in large part, got the job because he convinced ownership he could win with David Carr. Yeah.
Which, tough.
Yeah, I mean, VY didn't have a great NFL career. It was better than David Carr's, but it wasn't great.
I would have got some awards that are kind of funny in hindsight. Like, he was Rookie of the Year and a two-time Pro Bowler, but, you know, what are those?
His first couple of years were pretty good, but they were by far his best years.
Yeah, obviously he didn't get along with Jeff Fisher. That didn't help.
I would really like – I wish that's one of those where, like, I wish we could see what Vince Young's career looks like elsewhere.
Or with a Sean McVay or somebody, like a modern offensive genius.
All right, so I have a thought on Vince. And Vince is one of my favorite football players ever, even though he went to Texas. I watch Vince Young in the Astrodome. He and Courtney Lewis, the only two football players on that team that were worth a darn. No offense to anybody on the Madison Marlins whenever VY and Courtney Lewis were there. I'm not sure VY had the mindset to be a great NFL quarterback.
That's fair.
I just don't think he was ever going to put in the work to be a great NFL quarterback.
I think you have to probably be like you have to pull the best out of him.
Like, he was never going to be Steve McNair.
He's just not going to
He was never going to be Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, he was never going to put in the work to be great. He was great talent, could have been a really good quarterback. I just don't think he was ever going to put in the work to be a great quarterback.
I'm mostly with you, but he was still able to put up enough to be Rookie of the Year with a coach that didn't want him and didn't adapt to his play style.
He was Rookie of the Year with 12 touchdowns and 13 interceptions.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was going to be great. I'm just saying if he were, you know, put this time and put with an OC that believed in him and ran a more modern
Maybe.
Style offense,
it would have been better.
He would have been better. Would have been better.
No, yeah. No doubt about that. It would have been better. But the league also kind of caught up to him. Like, okay, this is what we're going to do to defend him, all of that sort of thing. But that also can go to your point. Like, if he had an OC that
just
could
swap
counter
him with
counters.
Jaden Daniels in time. Like, I think I think he could have done similar things to Jaden Daniels. Similar things to RG3. Although RG3
and Vince Young kind of had similar career tracks.
Yeah, but one's very different, though.
Yeah.
Because one's knee just kind of fell apart.
Well, VY had some injuries. Not, you know, first couple of years, but he had some injuries like in the middle of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a shame, though. VY was awesome. I loved VY. It was the only time I ever like watched Texas games was when Vince Young was there.
Did you root for him?
I did. Okay. I did root for Vince Young. Yeah, I did. I was pulling for Vince Young. Wanted them to win the Rose Bowl. Yeah, I was a Vince Young fan. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, he was incredible.
My love for Vince Young trumped my dislike for Texas.
It's arguably the greatest college football game of all time he played in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. He was so fun. So fun.
I was watching that game the other day.
Really?
It was on TV. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched like the last
wasn't quarter? It Vince Young, Reggie Bush, and Mario Williams? Yes, those were the three names in the draft, but Carr was on the roster. So it was like if you were going to draft Vince Young, you were moving on from Carr. So the draft decision wasn't David Carr or Vince Young, but the offseason decision was who are we committing to at quarterback? Mm-hmm. Is it David Carr who's in-house, or is it Vince Young who's in the draft? Jamarcus Russell's work ethic has entered the chat. Yeah. Yeah, he was maybe the worst work ethic quarterback in the history of the game. The history of the game.
Johnny's up there.
Yeah, good point.
Johnny's up there. I mean, Johnny went missing during...
He's up there for sure.
He went missing during his first training camp.
Yeah. Jamarcus Russell was always the, here's the film, go home and watch it, tell me what you saw back, and then he tried to lie about what was on it, and it was a blank tape.
Yeah, I think Manziel did the same thing.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Manziel openly admitted like he never watched film, like ever.
They were very similar. Russell and Manziel. Russell's the bigger bust, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Number one versus Manziel was, number what, in the 20s? 25, 24. Yeah.
And also,
like
I think
that.
It's a factor in the contract, too.
Right. Like
that's before the rookie scale.
Yeah.
So he's got a ton of money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough. All right, 713-780-3776. Enough talking about these jumbo of NFL jobs, these gumbo of NFL jobs. 713-780-3776. Buzzkill Branham. Will of Bits coming up next. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Football playoffs are here, baby. This is what we've all been waiting for. And why not add a little bit of incentive, a little stakes to your football playoff viewing pleasure? Underdog, get Underdog in your life. Best place to get in on all the gridiron action. You can make picks and win money right now in the Lone Star State. Got a bunch of games this week, too. Bunch of football games this week. And playing an Underdog is so easy. All you have to do is pick whether your favorite players are go higher or lower on a bunch of different stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. Get them right. Get them right. And you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And for Wild Card Weekend, get this. This is Wild Card Weekend. You got a bunch of games. So many games. And for Wild Card Weekend, Underdog's adding a gimme pick on a quarterback of your choice from any of the Wild Card games to get started. Maybe it's Rodgers. Maybe it's Stroud. Maybe it's May. Maybe it's Caleb Williams. Maybe it's Brock Purdy. Whoever you want it to be, Underdog's giving you a gimme pick on a quarterback of your choice from any of the Wild Card games to get you rolling. So many games to pick from, so many opportunities for you to win some money. The Stroud passing yard picks, I kind of like what I see on that. Nico Collins picks, I kind of like what I see on that too. And look, all you have to do is put in $5 and they're going to give you $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5 too. So don't stop by the C store on the way home. Just download the Underdog app and get $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. All you have to do is enter promo code KILLERB, KILLERB. So what are you waiting for? Underdog, make picks, win money.
DogFantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great food debate? Jeremy being a giant buzzkill? Joe trying to do math? Carry the one, Joe. Carry the one. Or maybe they'll recklessly label people as casuals. Let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous bit.
It's time for Buzzkill Branham.
Yeah, Buzzkill Branham. A junkie texted in and said Buzzkill Branham junkie? Crawfish bowls are overrated. The juice isn't worth the squeeze. Respectfully disagree. Couldn't disagree more, actually. love crawfish boils. Juice is worth the squeeze. Do you like crawfish?
I love crawfish.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big crawfish guy. I'm trying to decide when to go.
No, I like crawfish. I'm just not willing to go through the trouble. If it's...
Yeah, you'd rather play video games.
Like, if it's a dish that has crawfish in it, cool, but I'm not going to sit there and peel and do all that.
That's the softest
time I've ever heard. I'll
be honest, like,
you don't want to peel crawfish.
That's crazy.
I'm not going
to
do it.
You refuse to peel crawfish.
I'm not going
to
do it.
So
no.
you go to a boil, it's free. You don't have
to
pay.
No, I don't go to boils for that reason.
Oh, my goodness.
But, like, if I go to a restaurant and they have a crawfish dish, I'll eat it.
Man.
The level of disappointment I have right now.
I'm over it.
I've only had crawfish, like, one time when I'm not peeling it.
I'll have it in some etouffee and some gumbo.
That was a much better use than the last one. The first one was way too forced.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, Buskill Branham. I couldn't care less when big leaguers have winter league success. Isak Paredes hit a home run, I guess, in like the last day or two. And I guess this Puerto Rican winter league or wherever he's playing. I have no idea.
Sure.
Who cares? I don't care who he... Like, what? He hit it off like a double-A Puerto Rican pitcher? Like, what does it matter that Isak Paredes is hitting a glorified batting practice home run? He's a big leaguer. He should be doing that.
Yeah.
I could not care less when Major League Baseball players are going to these little, like, run-of-the-mill winter leagues and hitting homers off of dudes who are single-A level or are 52 years old pitching in these leagues.
Okay, so I agree. Now, Alpi Shangun,
yeah,
opened my mind to it a little bit because he was
during
killing,
the Euros.
During Euro,
I mean,
League.
That was like legitimate basketball players.
But there's
though.
Like there's legit basketball.
Yeah, they're like NBA there. Dudes.
Yeah, these guys are mostly low level.
Like I think it was
players.
Bartolo Colon's dad that he hit it off of.
But yeah, I'm with you.
It was Señor Colon.
I don't think this is a buzzkill.
I see people, I think it was H-Town Wheelhouse. Love H-Town Wheelhouse, but I'm calling you out right now, H-Town Wheelhouse. He posts, he's like, I think Isak's ready.
But there's
why? Because he hit a homer off of Señor Colon?
I think that's a small group.
What do you mean he's ready?
They're loud. They're a loud but small group of people who celebrate those things.
It's silly.
Now, World Baseball Classic doesn't count for this,
much
right?
Different. That's legitimate baseball.
Yeah, if he takes, you know, Paul Skeens deep.
Hey, look, maybe if it was like Christian Javier who he hit it off of, okay, like that's valid. But you're hitting it off some dude that you have no idea who's playing in Puerto Rican single A.
Yeah.
Like, it means nothing to me. Nothing. That doesn't mean that he's ready for the year. Sorry, man.
As long as look, he's ready. He's ready.
Another thing
his
that
hamstring
I'm
is intact.
That's the most important thing. I care more that he made it around the bases than I do that he hit a home run.
Yes.
Without slipping that turkey leg of a hamstring off of the bone again. That's what I care about. I couldn't care less when players get fined either. You see this a lot of times. Like Aziz, I think, was the most recent one, mm-hmm. where Aziz tackled a dude with the crown of his helmet, and he did. And it's a letter of the law, NFL. They're going to fine players whenever you do that player safety thing. And, like, these fans get upset that this linebacker got fined $40,000. I could not care less that he got fined $40,000.
Yep.
Like I wish well for Aziz. I want him to do well, and I want the Texans to win football games. But do I care that because the NFL is enforcing player safety and fined him for what is very clearly a leading with a crown of the helmet, $40,000? Do I care about that? Absolutely not.
Do you think it's because to us seeing a $23,000 fine is such a large amount of money? That's why people care?
Like I don't care about somebody else's wallet.
Yeah, but like they forget that Aziz is on a $34 million contract.
Well, I mean, still $23,000, you know? Like $23,000 still buys you a, you know, decent car, Monument Chevrolet, when you're doing that.
That's true, but like it's still, he makes $34 million.
Yeah, I mean, it would impact him more than us, or impact us more than him, no doubt. But yeah, I still don't care. Like if you get fined $30,000, well, don't leave with the crown of your helmet anymore. I don't care that you got fined. Like I don't understand the fans getting upset when one of their players get fined by the rule. Letter of the law, they're correct. It's like, oh, no, you're taking money from the man. Who cares?
Yeah, I care. The only time I ever care about fines is if it's a coach and I disagree.
Even then, I don't care about the fine.
Fine.
I can, like, disagree with the call, but I don't care that the coach got fined. I don't care if this rich person is exchanging money with a rich entity and then they're going to, you know, turn over to charity.
Sure.
Like, the Aziz $40,000 that's getting, like, I'm sure Aziz has great use of his money.
Yeah.
Would I rather Aziz have $40,000 or like Make-A-Wish have $40,000?
I mean, is that why he's the Walter Payton Man of the Year?
Maybe. All the fines.
Because all his fines are going to charity?
It's just so weird to me that fans are like, oh no, he got fined. This is the worst. You're cheating him out of money. Like, what?
It's not your money. It's okay.
It has zero influence.
I like this take from you.
On your life. And then the last buzzkill I have, this involves the Oilers. The Oilers were not going to the Super Bowl in 1992 whenever the Buffalo Bills came back and beat you. Okay? That was a wild card game. You were on the road. You were one of the worst seeds in the AFC. You were not going to the Super Bowl. I hate to break it to you, but the Oilers were not Super Bowl bound in 1992. And I'll go one more. The Houston Oilers in 1979, when they lost the AFC Championship game to the Pittsburgh Steelers, also were not Super Bowl bound. You know that Renfro catch? Which, I watched that replay today. His feet were definitely in. Although I'm not sure he survived the ground. Now, the official, I watched the replay, but the officials like don't make a call on the field, and then they all meet for like 3 minutes, and then they like say incomplete pass. Like, that's probably like the reason that it stunk. And I do think his feet were in. I absolutely do. But that would have only tied the game in the third quarter, and the Pittsburgh Steelers like cruised to victory the rest of the way. Like, I don't think that was a game-altering call.
Sure.
Like, maybe they have a – obviously, they have a better shot. Like, they don't have to settle for the field goal. It's 17-17 versus 17-13, you know, halfway through the third quarter. Much better chance to win the game. But then the Steelers controlled the game the rest of the way. I'm not so sure that's a game-altering call like Oilers fans would want you to believe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think they would agree with you, though.
I know they wouldn't. Also, go watch that Renfro play. Tell me if he survives the ground. I'm not sure that the ball – I think the ball popped out.
It's really hard for me to focus on the play.
Feet were definitely
because
in.
Because the vehicles were on
yeah,
the field.
I just get distracted. I'm like, as he's going down, I'm like, there's a Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
There's two vehicles. It's multiple.
There's also another, like, family car.
There's, like, three vehicles.
Yeah. So bizarre.
I think there's like a Volkswagen.
That used to happen all the time. Someone old call in.
Yeah, that's what we should ask McClain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
General's probably sitting in there as he watches.
Were there always cars on the field, John?
713-780-3776. Keith has a buzzkill. Keith, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. Happy New Year, Keith.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. I completely agree with BMAC. I'm not peeling or sucking any type of crawfish.
Okay. Hang
if
up
it's
on the
fried, I'll eat it. If it's etouffee, I'll eat it. I went to a restaurant in College Station last week. They had a crawfish etouffee on top of a burger. It was fantastic. I don't know if this is a buzzkill, but the Music City Miracle, Titans Bills, that was not a lateral. That was a forward pass.
No,
it should have never happened.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I disagree.
That was the worst take this year. Worst call
one,
this
yes.
year.
The second one, yes.
The
first
whole
take
thing
was brilliant.
No.
Uncle Barney says you didn't have to survive the ground back then. Okay, I stand corrected then. Then it did influence the play. Uncle Barney would know.
You didn't have to survive the ground back then?
That's what Uncle Barney said.
Okay.
Uncle Barney's the smartest man I know. Far smarter than me. So, if he tells me that, then yes, sir.
Have I met Uncle Barney?
Uncle Barney was at one of our remote. No, you weren't there. Will was in for you.
Okay.
Y'all kind of have the similar stature.
Short?
Yeah, you're both pretty short. Okay. Uncle Barney's pretty short. He's like 5'3".
I'm 5'6", so.
Uncle Barney does TV with Isaiah Carey.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm supposed to say that.
I'll never do TV.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll never get invited.
So I guess you didn't have to survive the ground back then. So, okay, it should have been a catch. It should have been a tie game, 17 apiece. Do the Texans win that game if Renfro is ruled a touchdown?
I'm going to say no. I've watched this game many times. I'm going to say no.
I don't think so. I don't think they would have won the game.
Yeah, like you said, it would have tied the game, but then the Steelers went on to win by two touchdowns. So, does the defense suddenly stop them if Renfro's catch counts? So. That makes no sense.
I think it was a bad call. I'm not sure that they win the game, though. Just saying. All right. Seven and Keith, you're banned for the rest of the week for that outrageous crawfish
take. You are out of here.
All right, coming up next, Junkie of the Day. What is your Junkie of the Day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9
HD2. ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't need nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like some kind of skeeve junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Junkie of the day. 713-780-3776. Hot mics. Our mics were on during the commercial break.
No,
they were. Mine was.
Oh, really?
Mine was on. But I left quickly, so I know I didn't say anything. You might have. I don't know. I went to go talk to Michael. Lay down the law.
I went to go talk to Brian. So
I don't think anything would have been on there.
I'm not worried.
It's funny y'all think that wasn't intentional. Junkie says, great show. Not one mention of the college football playoff. Preview radio sucks. But we will have college football playoffs coming up at the top of the hour.
We will.
We will carry the college football playoffs coming up at the top of the hour.
Fact.
Who do you, to please this junkie, because we aim to please. We really do. People are like, oh, you are sarcastic. You are a condescending. No, we're not. We aim to please. What do you think of the college football playoff matchup tonight?
I'm pulling for Ole Miss.
Okay.
I think it's the best score.
Who do you think's winning?
Ole Miss.
See, I think Miami wins. Think that Miami defensive wins pass rush is insane.
I'm kind of – I usually don't pull for the SEC for obvious reasons. I kind of find myself pulling for Ole Miss, though.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah. Like Coach Bolts.
I do pull for Ole Miss because I want to see it kind of stuck to Lane Kiffin, but yeah. I think Miami wins. Yeah.
It's kind of where I'm at. Like, and then Oregon, Indiana tomorrow.
Ole Miss playing in the national title game and not being able to – like, and Lane leaving because he thinks he can't win there is incredible.
You know what we should do tomorrow?
What's that?
We should do 2 hours on Ole Miss Miami.
Oh.
And then we can spend the last hour on Indiana Oregon.
I mean,
what do y'all think?
Great.
I think it's a good idea.
And Texas don't play till Monday, so.
Yeah, don't play Monday. All right, who's your junkie of the day?
I'm going to nominate Mike Burrows' agent, because Mike Burrows was on Chandler Rumm's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And said that he found out he was traded to the Houston Astros via his fantasy football group chat.
Why'd he go on that clown podcast?
They like Chandler.
Yeah, they do. So he figured out how?
His fantasy football group chat.
That's funny.
His boys tweeted the link.
Yeah.
To the tweet.
Like, as the agent, like, you got to be better than that, man.
Yeah,
hey, Mike,
you got to call.
Mike, okay, we got traded. What?
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes those reports are before it's official.
I know, you got to give your guy a heads up. Like, hey, man, you might be getting traded here.
Yeah, surely the agent knew before even the tweet went out from who, I don't know who broke it. I don't know if it was Rosenthal or whoever, but.
Yeah, that's true.
The agent would already know.
I'm going to nominate anybody who doesn't like crawfish. Anybody. Anybody can get it. You don't like crawfish, you know, you can't peel it. It's too hard to peel.
Soft.
I don't want to get my hands dirty with this fabulous crawfish juice that tastes unbelievably great. All of those people.
It's a great impression.
What is the intimidation factor?
It's not intimidating. I just don't want to do it.
Why,
lazy.
Though? Why?
It's laziness.
Yeah. Crazy. See, the taste of the crawfish supersedes the work. And it's not even that much work.
It's not.
You're literally standing and doing this.
If you know what you're doing, it's not that much.
Well, that's part of it. I don't really know
you
what I'm doing.
You do more work playing video games.
We can teach you.
There's more movement in video games than there is in peeling a crawfish.
Probably 100%. Yeah.
And plus, it's kind of this. You're probably already strong with those muscles, Brian, with as many video games as you play. That's a lot of the crawfish peeling muscles.
I was worried where you're going there.
Yeah. But. It's a lot of the crawfish peeling muscles that you use for video game muscles. What is you? What is you got?
You for moving the goalpost during this
Joe segment ruled for
with
me.
I don't care what
you're
Joe
wrong.
Ruled.
Yeah, he's wrong. Whatever. Let him have it.
Jeremy is the man, and I respect this. So don't take this as disrespectful or an insult. But you're very masterful with how you change the framing of the conversation to currently fit where your stance is.
So do you.
I know. That's why I said I respect it.
And in fact,
that's what you did.
You're not. You tell me that I'm wrong. It's not that I'm wrong. It's that you're bitter.
I'm bitter that you outmaneuvered me. Yeah.
I didn't outmaneuver you.
I think
Joe Judge ruled for me.
Yeah, which makes you the junkie of the day.
Yeah.
I am the judge.
Yeah, he's the junkie of the day for art. You know what happens whenever you argue a call that was under review?
Yep.
Automatic ejection.
Ejected.
Brian, you're out of here.
You are out of here.
You have to serve your suspension on Monday. All right, can we go away now? That do it for us? All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Brian for all the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. College football playoff coming up right now on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.9 HD2. Good night, Houston.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.